Here's the Marketplace Index for Tuesday the 6th. I'm David Brancaccio. It's a new program. Every day we're looking at what's driving today's markets and what this tells us about the real economy. But first, let's do the numbers. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 100 points. That's about 0.9%. It came to close at 11,139. It was worse earlier, down more than 290 points for a brief shining moment this morning. The NASDAQ Composite losing 6 points, 0.25%. The S&P 500 down 8 points, 0.75%. The 10-year bond yield plumbing historic levels, 1.979%. One thing that can be said after two bad trading days in a row in the stock market is that stocks are getting cheaper. Stock prices relative to profits are at their lowest levels in more than a quarter century. Dire Straits' Money for Nothing was a big hit the last time price-to-earnings ratios for the key stock indexes were down this low. But does this equal a good time to buy?
There's absolutely no question about the fact that relative to history, stock prices are cheap.
Burton Malkiel is the one to talk to on this question. The Princeton professor emeritus is author of one of the most influential financial books of all time, A Random Walk Down Wall Street. He says it's not hard to imagine things getting worse.
Now, it's also the case that the economy is terrible. It looks like we are mired in a substandard growth recovery. Unemployment is unconscionably high. We seem to have a dysfunctional government. Europe is flat on its back. So is Japan. So there are many, many problems.
Which brings us back to Malkiel's grand point when you hear these days that stocks are undervalued.
One of the things that I am absolutely sure about from years and years of studying the stock market is that nobody can time the stock market accurately. So while I think stocks are cheap, I can't tell you, and nobody else can tell you, that this is the time to buy.
You are the man, Professor, so I have to ask this. Given the volatility that we've seen, has that changed your investment behavior in any way?
Not at all. In fact, I think the old lessons are probably even more relevant today than they've been in the past. What I have suggested people do for building up a retirement kitty is to so-called dollar cost average.
Which is to say, guys like him put the same number of dollars into the market each month, so they end up buying more shares if stocks turn out to actually be a bargain. Malkiel's A Random Walk Down Wall Street is now in its 10th edition. And some very savvy men and women are voting for a more positive economic future. The investment giant Carlyle Group has filed documents to move ahead with its first public offering of stock. Now on to our alternative index, a way each day to recognize that the stock market numbers are not the only or the best way to understand the economy. Today we draw from social media company Badu.com, which says that despite all our troubles, American is still regarded as the coolest nationality. Badu surveyed 30,000 people around the world and found the U.S. topped even Brazil and Spain. Here's why something as amorphous as cool can be important. Cool sells, whether it's cars, movies, or Dr. Dre headphones. Sales which can equal jobs. It's a form of what the accountants call goodwill. You can see the global cool rankings at the index section of marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio, and this is APM, American Public Media.